Okay. Today's daf is Baba Basha daf Lamed Zayin, Her of Yom Kippur. So always a schooler for tshuva is probably Lima Torah. Tshuva tefillah tzedakah. I'll add my own Lima Torah. It doesn't hurt. So our Mishnah said, Chazaka is Gimel Shanim, Miyom Liyom. So we're on the two dots on the above and the base, towards the bottom, like the last four lines. So the Mishnah also mentioned that Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael said, when do we say these words that Chazaka is Gimel Shanim, Miyom Liyom? That is by a stay halavan. That is by like a wheat producing field. But he said, about the stay Elon, by like a tree producing field, a fruit producing field. You don't need 3 years. You just need three gatherings. Kana says Tuaso. If you gather them, the Tua, and Mesik Azesa, if you brought in the olives, Kana says Kaitso, or you brought in the Kaitso, three different types of harvestings. Hare Elo Shaloshanim. That equals Shaloshanim. And if you do those three things without a macha, then you have a chazaka. But the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Shmuel. So Abai is going to learn from the words of Rabbi Shmuel what the Chachamim Shita is. So Amar Abai. Abai says, Mid Rabbi Shmuel. From the words of Rabbi Shmuel, again, Rabbi Shmuel basically says that if you're machzik in this field with has three different types of trees, and you locate, you gathered three different types of fruit at three different times, that equals a chazaka. So from those words of Rabbi Shmuel, nishma l'rabbanan, we'll learn out from what the rabbanan say. Basically, you know what we say. What are we doing with we don't pass like him? Why do we learn the shita? So here you have a case where even though we don't pass on Rabbi Shmuel, we use Rabbi Shmuel to learn out. The shita is megala what the shita the halacha is. So nishma la rabbanon hayulo shloshi milanos. Let's go Rashbam. Rashbam says what's going to be. It's the third to last Rashbam on towards the bottom. Amar Rabbi midivrei Rabbi Shmuel nishma la rabbanon hayulo shloshim hachi arsin la v'hachi perusha. This is the perush. The Rabbi Shmuel according to Rabbi Shmuel the b'shana achas have chazaka b'sada achas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, in one field, right, in 1 year, you can have a chazaka in one field if you do three likitos in three different places, right? And we'll skip. Midavar of Nishmalahu, the Rabbanan, the Pligaleha. But from here, we're going to learn out what the Rabbanan say, who argue. Because we know that Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel says that you need 3 years. The Lekha Pluktim Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbanan, Ela Bishana Achas, Vigim Oshanim. The only machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim is within 1 year or 3 years. But Abba, Kol Maida Amr Rabbi Shmuel Bishana Achas, Amr Rabbanan Vigim Oshanim. Whenever Rabbi Shmuel says it can happen in 1 year, the Chachamim say it can happen in 3 years. Meaning, to say outside, you just need three different types of Lekichos. Meaning, if I had three different parts of a field, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, I can make a Chazaka in 1 year. According to the Rabbanan, I don't need to do gather produce from the entire field every year. As long as I gather produce from each part of the field in one different year, then in a different year, then in 3 years I'll get the chazaka. So here's the case. So hayulo shloshim milanos. The guy has 30 trees. Mimata asara lebeisa. 30 trees in a beisa, which is 50. So it's 50 by 50. So basically it's a three sa'in field, right? So you have 10, 10, 10, and 10 is the way I think Rashbam explains it. Va'achal asara b'shanazo, you ate the pears of 10 trees in 1 year. Va'asara b'shanazo, and you ate the pears of 10 trees in another year. Va'asara b'shanazo, and you ate the 10 pears of the last 10 trees in the third year. Harezo chazaka, that is a chazaka. Even though you didn't eat all the tree from all the trees every single year, it's still a chazaka if you ate from 10 trees in each set of trees in 10 years. Let's look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says, "Mimata dasar lebeisa, the beisar itzarach leesar netiyos. A beisar needs 10 netiyos because the amr below Yaakov we learned before about impachas mi beisar liyulamos. If you have less than 10 trees in a base, if you have less than base 10 trees and less than beisaros, hare smuchim beyoser. They're too close together. Vahavi kiyar. That's not a beisar. That's not a field anymore. It's like a forest. The lo havi chazaka. That's not considered a chazaka." Next Rashbam, Ochol Yud B'Shanazo, Harei Su Chazaka, Nikemisha Hichze Gimel Shanim B'Chol Asada Dami. As long as you ate produce from each of the 10 trees in each different year, that's a Chazaka, Shai Ocha B'Chol Shanim Asher Gadol Bo. Because you ate whatever grew that year. So if you eat from 10 trees in year 1, 10 trees in year 2, 10 trees in year 3, that's considered a Chazaka. You learned that out from the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Shmuel is Megala, Rabbanon, whatever Rabbi Shmuel holds in 1 year, the Rabbanon hold can happen in 3 years. You don't need to you don't need to eat from the entire field. Okay? And that, the proof is, Lav mi Amar Rabbi Shmuel, didn't Rabbi Shmuel say, chad peira habichazaka le kula peiri, that if you ate one peiros, if you ate one set of fruits, it works for the rest of the field, right? Rabbi Shmuel said you ate peiros, the zaysim and the tfua, it works for the whole field. But he says it takes place in 1 year. Hachinami, so to hear, according to Rabbanan, hani habi chazaka lahani. Eating from the 10 trees in part A of the field works for the chazaka and the 10 trees in part B and C. If in year 2 you ate from part B, in year 3 you ate from part C. Hachinami, hani hachazaka lahani, hani habi chazaka lahani. Each one can be mitzarev to become a chazaka for everybody else. Right, Rashbam says, second Rashbam, first Rashbam, Lav mi amar Rabbi Shmuel chad de peir, have a chazaka l'kule peiri, de b'makam hazesim mahani l'makam ha-tfua. Right, what you did in the zesim is mahani, he works for the makam ha-tfua, v'ha-kayitz, ki'ilu hi'chzik b'shlosh l'shtan dami, as if you were machzik in all of them. V'kein, g'shkanach ha-tfuaso, this is all in Rabbi Shmuel. So where does he talk about, the first short line. So hachinami, so to here, cheskas makam yudilanos, if you grabbed, if you were chosek in the place where the first 10 trees were, Shoshana Rishona, zo chashuvim il hichzik nami b'makom ha'esrim, as if you were machzik in the other 20. Became a shniyah, became a shlishis, il hichzik kol shana gimli lona. As if you were machzik in all 30 in every year. So now, but the Gemara now limits this halacha. Bahani mili, what we just said, that if you eat 10 trees, it works for the other 20 trees. Bahani mili, hecha delo apiku. It's only if the the other 20 trees were not motzi peiros during that year. Meaning only 10 trees were motzi peiros 1 year, 10 trees were motzi peiros the second year, and 10 trees were motzi peiros the third year. Delo apiku. Aval apiku, but if all the other 20 trees also gave forth fruit, below achal, and I didn't go take fruit from them, lo habi chazaka. It's not considered a chazaka. Only works, the 10 trees only works for the other 20 if only those 10 trees are the ones that produce fruit. I mean, they're on some cycle, they're on a 3-year cycle or something like that. But why is it not a chazaka? So the Rashbam explains, about e-opik, right? About e-opik, honey, ilanas, kulu, peiros, b'chol, shana. If each tree produces fruit every year, below achal, elu, yud, minayu, and you only ate from 10 of them, lo habi hani yud chazaka l'chaf. The chazaka on those 10 will not become a chazaka for the other 20. The kevan de lo achal kol peiros. Since you didn't eat all the peiros, gila al atzmo shasada eno shalo. It's a megala that it feels not yours. But yare lahaksi chazaka gemuru. You're afraid to do that. You don't want to draw attention to yourself. You're afraid to make a full chazaka. Lepikach lo choshes emeral limchos lahavi chazaka. And that's why the ma'ar didn't make a macha, because you're not being machzik at kederech of a bialim. That's one limitation of the din. Next limitation of the din is, we're going to learn the way the Rashbam learns it, machlokes between Rashbam and Rambam, and behu de bazi bazuze, and that is only if he's bazi bazuze. What is bazi bazuze? Rashbam says loshem bazia kolomar bahani mili da habi chazaka. When do we say it's a chazaka? The 10 work for the other 20. Kishachal sar b'chol shana haynu ayadei pizur. If you only ate it spread out, meaning shachal gimel b'chol beit sa demnimsa machzik b'chol sada. You had to take. It could be 10 trees in one spot. Had to be the pizur. A couple trees here, a couple trees here, a couple trees there. Right? She'achol gimel b'chol beisosh, denimsa machzik b'chol asada. Aval achol yud ilanus b'yachav beisosh. If you ate 10 all in one spot, nimsa zeh b'shana shniyah kamochem beisosh sheni b'chem yishnisa in the chazaka. Meaning we have three beisosh, the 10 trees in each beisosh. So in order to get the chazaka, I got to eat 3, 3, and 4. I got to make sure that I ate from each beisosh. But if I only ate from the 10 in beisosh A and the 10 in beisosh B, then I'm not being machzik on the entire field, because that's not megal das. Then I am holding it like the derech of a bialim, right? Rashbam continues and says, the chol beisosh chashuv sada ilan. The entire field is the sada. Each beisosh is a field by itself. Bifneatzu, but sada shalim lo havi chazak la sada acher. And I can't make a chazak in one field for another field. Behind Nami Dubi Rabbi Shmuel, this is the same thing like Rabbi Shmuel, but the point being is that you have to be machzik in the entire field, in the entire property. If I only take from the 10 trees and one beisah, that means I'm ignoring the other two beisahs, that's not going to be a chazaka. So basically, this whole thing is, if I have 10 trees and 3 different beisahs, I can make a chazaka by only eating from 10 a year if A, I eat from each field, from each part of the beisah, and B, only if they are, I don't know how that works with the first one, only if only those 10 give fruit, and the other ones don't give fruit. But they all give fruit, I have to eat from all of them. Okay. That's Bazi Bezuzi according to Rashbam. Next case, according to the Machlokas now here also between the Rashbam and the Ri, what are we talking about? The Rashbam says now we're switching gears. We're going off the world of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and we're going into the world of Kinyanim. Right? Rashbam says... Right, so what's the case? Zeh hichzik b'ilanos v'zeh hichzik b'karka. One makes a chazaka in the ilanos, and what within the trees, and one makes a chazaka in the karka. The Rashbam says... Two of us are buying rights in the field from one person. I'm buying the actual field, and you're buying the trees in the field. That's what the Rashbam says. Right? So, and I did a kinyan chazaka. It's one of the questions that Tosos asked. Why don't you do a kinyan chazaka? You can kesef hashtar can work also. But, so, zeh hichzik b'ilanos, v'zeh hichzik b'karka. So, the guy who did with the ilanos did a kinyan that would be moel by ilanos, meaning he pulled off the leaves. And one other guy did a chazak in the karka, where he dug a little bit in the karka. So the kinyan is chal, it was sold to them. Amar Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says, Zeh kana ilanos, the guy who bought the trees, he only bought the trees for the peros. He doesn't have any portion in the karka. He only has the tree for the peros. Zeh kana karka. And the guy who bought the karka, he only bought the karka, and he has no rights in anything of the trees or the fruits. Specific, it was a specific purchase. So Maskel Rav Papa says, you can learn this one too also. Maskel Rav Papa, he says, in Cain, if you're right, that the Baal Ilanos only bought the tree and has no rights to the karka, in Cain, ein lo Baal Ilanos per karka klom, that the Baal Ilanos has no rights in the karka at all, lemele, Baal karka, the Baal Ilanos, let the Baal karka, the new owner of the karka, say to the Baal Ilanos, akur ilanacha, rip up your tree, shkol bazil, and get off of my property. What are you doing here? How can you have my trees on my property if you have no rights to the property? So look at the way Rashbam explains this. Rashbam says, Amar Rav Zvid.
He doesn't get the land exactly where the tree is sitting on.
So that's what. So Amar Rav Zvid. So that's what we think today. But look at the way Rashbam explains it. He says, Amar Rav Zvid, Zekhan Ilanos Lepeyosev Lokarka, She'im Yivashu HaIlanos Lo Yitachem Mekoman. Meaning, if the tree dries up, since you have no rights in the karka, you can't replant. You have the rights now while this tree is here, obviously. Like that addresses your question. What do you mean? There's no right. So, but he says, if it dries up, then you can't replant. That's the Rashbam says. So, im yivosho ilanos lo yitachrem b'komom, v'zekhan or kol karka. Afilu im yisham gil ilanos, even if you have three trees, the kana karka dachteyem. Fine. That's what he should be able to say to him. And look at the next Rashbam. Le malay, kishe yavish ha'ilon, when the tree drives up, Akur ilancha, rip up the dried up tree, shakul bazil, get up and leave, the lo tita achar b'mkomo, and don't plant another one in its place. Ava, here Mati, here's your question, kol machu, towing peros, as long as the tree is producing fruit, then ain't a yachal omer king, because he bought that. The apagab, the karka ain't lo, even though the karka isn't his, ha'ilan kamosha hu yonik min a karka k'nola peros, but the ilan is getting nourishment from the property, that's his, because that's what the purpose of buying a tree is for. He didn't buy it for wood, he bought it to produce the fruit. Right, that's how Rashbam explains it. Machokas Kutosos, we're just going to go with the Rashbam. So Masle Rapapa Im Kain Ein Lola Bala Bais Nos Bekarka Kluim Lei Malei Bala Karka Lebali Lanos Akur Ilan Chovish Kol Bazil El Am Rapapa. So Rapapa says, you're right. That's not what I meant to say. That's not what Rav Zvid meant to say. What Rav Zvid meant to say is like this: El Am Rapapa Kana Ilanos Vechatzi Zek Kana Ilanos Vechatzi Karka Vezek Kana Chatzi Karka. The guy who bought Elon buys the Elon only the karka around the Elon that's necessary for the tree, and the other one bought all the rest. Chatzi's not is labdafka, I think here. Rashbam says he says labdafka zekana ilanos v'chatzi karka labdafka chatzi karka, not half of the land. Ela hatzarech leilanos tachteyem ubeneyem bechutzelhem kimole or uro besu, whatever you need around the tree is his. So if the tree gets withers away, he can plant another tree there. That's what he bought. But and the other guy has all the rest of the karka. I don't know why they use the word chetzi. So just say what he bought. Okay, the Gemara then continues. Right, we go to 7:50.
Yeah.
All right. So Gemara says we're just going to keep going. Gemara says pshita. It's a din pashut. It's a clear din that if one macher karka b'shir yilanos lepanav. If I sell karka and I left the trees for myself, right? Yesh lo karka. I definitely left enough land around the tree for my own use. Vafila Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher. It's machlokas, whether when you sell something, you sell ba'ayin yafe or ba'ayin ra. When you sell for the betterment of the purchaser or for the betterment of me, the seller. Rabbi Akiva says, I usually sell it mocher ayin yafe. the benefit of the of when someone sells a bias or karka, he doesn't leave over anything for himself, right? He gives it all over to the purchaser. But fidel Rabbi Kiva the Amr Mocher Ayin Yafer Mocher Hani Mili Legabe Bor Bedus. That's only why like a pit, right? Where he doesn't leave anything when he sells the pit, he doesn't keep any area around the pit. He sells the entire thing completely. The lo makashu ba'ara, because the boar is not going to be makshet the karka because if the lokeach does anything around the boar, it's not going to be makshet to the rest of my karka. So when I sell in the pit, I sell in everything and even the stuff around the pit. About ilanos, but if I'm selling ilanos, the kamakshi ba'ara. But ilanos are makish the land. In what way? Because the roots grow in and they can come up and the roots can damage the property. Shiyure shayer. The mocher is mishayer, leaves over to himself part of the karka that he needs for the trees. Ve'ena mochel lokeach. And that he doesn't sell to the lokeach. The ilo shayer is if he doesn't leave over any part for the karka for himself from the trees, le'malei, the lokeach can say back to the guy, akor ilan of azil. And we'll learn the response pshat. You can say when the tree dries up, get your tree out of here. You sold me everything. You sold me the karka. So even Rabbi Kiva says, Mocher Ayin Yafa says, if I sell all the karka except for the trees, I keep rights to the property right around the trees in order that if the trees eventually dry up, the way the Rashbam explains, that I have a right to replant. Fine. Clear? Okay. But, next case. Machar Ilanos. Let's say I sold two trees. Right? Don't come in. Let's say I sold two trees. Right? Machar Ilanos, Vishir Karka Lefanov. And I left over the Karka for me. Plukted Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon. This becomes a Machloksin Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, I guess, about Mochra Ayin Yafa, Mochra Ayin Ra. Li Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Mochra Ayin Yafa, Mochra Islay. According to Rabbi Kiva, I sold everything except for two trees. Then I was basically Mochra Ayin Yafa. And therefore, mocher islay, that the mocher islay, sorry, mocher ayin yafa mocher, so the islay means the lokeach has the makom of the ilonos bekarka around it when they die. But quite, we'll see what the difference between two trees and three trees. Look at the Rashbam again. So he says, mocher ilonos b'shaya karka lefanav, shepirish lokein, ha ilonos ani mocher lechavar, karka ani ma'akev la'atzmi. Right, I stole two trees. But I'm going to keep the karka. So mocher ilanos v'shir karka lefana plukta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon Rabbi Kiva Amar mocher ayin yafa mocher, and meaning he doesn't have to get anything. The karka around the tree still belongs to the purchaser. Rabbanon less like on the Rabbanon, the lokeach doesn't have a portion of this karka, and therefore if the trees dry up, he can't plant anything in their stead. So the Gemara says now. It says we're talking about two trees. I'm selling two trees. Yeah, big difference between two and three.
I said three, since it's like a passion, you need some right between the two of them.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying I think it's two trees, I think, here. The minimum of Ilanos, I think that's what Rishonim say, is two. So, the Gemara says, Li Rabbi Kiva Islay. According to the Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Lokeach also gets a portion of the Karka, this doesn't even, again, we had a Machlokas, we mentioned Rav Papa and Rav Zvid when two people bought it, right? Rav Papa said, If you buy the karka and I buy the trees, or Papa said that I don't have any portion in the karka, and Rabbi Zvid said Rabbi Zvid said I don't have any portion in the karka, and my Papa answered and changed the whole thing. So Rabbi Kiva, who says Mocher Ayin Yafa, he may go even according to Rabbi Zvid, the Amar, who says when two people bought the karka together, Einlo, the Bali Lanas doesn't have a portion in the karka, Hani Mili Gabe Shnei Lekuchos. That's only when there are two purchases coming at the same time. The Amrolei, because the Bala Karka says to the Bala Ilanos, since we bought it together, Kihechid Lidi Lesli Be Ilanos, Lidach Nami Lesli Be Karka. Just like I don't have any right in the Ilanos, you don't have any right in the Karka. So even in that case, Rabbi Kiva would agree that the Bala Ilanos doesn't get the, no, why are we comparing it? Rabbi Kiva is talking about a case of Mocher, and that's a case of where they're buying it from a third party. Okay. But in our case, Mocher Ayin Yafa Mocher. But in our case, with the Bala Karka, and it's one owner who owns the Bala Karka, and he owns the Ilanos, he sells it only to one other person, he's Mocher Ayin Yafa, and he sells even the Karka that's around the trees. And the Rabbanon, Leslie, according to the Rabbanon, who say that it's Mocher Ayin Ra'ah, and therefore the Lokeach doesn't have the property right around the trees. That's not only according to the Shita of Rav Zvid before, right? Rav Zvid said when two people buy the property from one person, one gets the karka, one gets the ilonos, and the ilonos doesn't have any portion of the karka. He would say, even according to Rav Papa, even according to Rav Papa, the Amr Yeshlo, who said that the Baal Ilonos has a portion of the karka when he and somebody else buy from a third party, he would say, Hani mili ligabi shnei lekuchos. That's only when it comes to two purchasers. The Amr Lei, because the Baal Ilonos can say to the Baal Karka, Ki heiched lidoch zavim ayin yafa lidin nami zavim ayin yafa. Just like the third party sold to you with a good eye, he sold to me with a good eye. You got all the karka, he sold me a tree with a good eye, I can get the karka around the tree. But Abal Hacha, in our case, where it's just one seller and one purchaser, mocher b'ayin ra, mocher. He sells it b'ayin ra, and he doesn't get the property around the tree. Therefore, according to Rashbam, if the tree withers and wastes away, he can't replant the tree. Okay. Now, the Gemara, according to Rashbam, the Gemara is going to go back to a Chazaka Gimel Shanim, which is one of Tosfos' question. Why has the Ri has a whole different way of learning the Gemara? We said that they were talking about Kinyanim and Mechira. Why is that stuck right in the middle of the halachas of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Okay, Amar Naharda. We said before by a chazaka by a stay ilan, right? That you just need that. Rabbi Shmuel said you just need three lekichos in 1 year work and works 1 year works. And according to Chachamim, it doesn't have to be necessary. You don't have to have a chazaka in the entire property with the caveats, but you can. Michozek in certain portions of the field, and that will work over 3 years. So Amar Naridai, Achalon Ritzufin, Eimo Chazaka. So I couldn't figure out what Ritzufin meant here. I thought Ritzufin meant like consecutive, like at the beginning of the paragraph. Said Ritzufin has to eat it, which is consecutive. Here I think it means there were trees that were very combined, very close together. I don't know, is that how he translates it?
Densely.
Okay, because they're very close together. He ate he ate peros in 3 years in a field, in a very dense field. So the idea of a dense field the Rashbam explains that it's too big for the way it should be. It's more like a forest, and most probably you're gonna chop down the trees. Because it's too many trees in the area. And Rashbam says Achlam Ritzufin. Lahani Shloshim Ilanos, the 30 trees that we mentioned before, the 30 trees, right? Lahani Shloshim Ilanos, going to Tum Tesva Bebesah. There were 15 in one Besah. I'm really only supposed to have 10 in a Besah. Ain't a Chazaka. That's not a Chazaka. I feel Achon Kulin close Shanim. Even if you ate all from all the trees in 3 years, the low Ichzik Himachzik Inshi, you didn't have a Chazaka like people would use it. The Ain't Ruin the Kayim El Akar Lasharish, because these are all made to be chopped down, the Rosh Bam says, because it's too densely populated. I don't know what you had. So how do you get a chazak on that? What do you do? You chop it down and then eat the other ones. I guess that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to chop them down. Is that what people are supposed to do with that field? So Amin Ardai, Achlam Ritzufin Emo Chazaka. He doesn't have a chazaka. So Maskit Le Rava says Elamiata, according to the Nahardai, who say that you can't have a chazaka by this densely populated forest or field. Hai Mishra da Aspista. You have a row of aspasta, which is a type of animal food that every 30 days it finishes its growth process, and you uproot it, and you put another, and you seed another for another 30 years, for 30 days. Then my kanile, how can you make a chazaka on it? The Mishnah says the aspasta does have a chazaka, right? So how do you make a chazaka? Rashbam explains. Where's the Rashbam? I'll do it outside. How can you make a chazaka? Because it's all condensed. It all grows together. So El Amar Rava, according to this kasha, so Rava's Hocholik, and he says we're talking about a case of Mecharon Ritzufin. Someone sells trees in a dense, too densely populated. Ein lo karka. The lokeach doesn't get a portion of the karka around all the trees, because since most of the trees are supposed to be uprooted, he can't get the karka. If I sold you only the trees, I didn't sell you the karka around those trees, because you're going to uproot them anyway, because they're too densely populated. I think that's how you say it. Rashbam says, Machon Ritzufin Eino Karka. It's a few lines up from Tosos Eino. Kigon Hishinatum Yosem Yud Beisah. Here we don't say just because someone bought three ilonos, he bought the karka. The ain zeh sada ilon dil akar l'sharis kaimin. This is not considered a sada ilon. It's considered a forest that's supposed to be uprooted. I think maybe only uproot the amount. Basically, he's telling him the trees, I guess, for wood. I guess if that's the case, he's selling him the trees in order to be chopped. He has the rights to the trees when they're chopped down, but he has no rights to the karka. That could be the case. All right.
When you speak it out, you get sometimes get a better idea. So Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira says this din of Rava that by Mechiras Ilonos Ritzupim, you weren't kone the karka around it because the Ilonos are there to be chopped up. Kit Tanoi. That's a machlokas Tanoim. Because we have a Mishnah in Kloyim, Kerem Shen Yatua Apachos Me Arba Amos. You have a Kerem that is planted, that is not, there's no four Amos between each of the trees. They're too close together. Rabbi Shimon Omer Eino Kerem. Shimon says this is not considered a Kerem, and the Nafkamina would be, therefore, if you were Zora Yerek vegetables, right, too closer to the field, it's not going to be Klai Kerem. It's not going to be Klayim, because it's not considered a Kerem. The Chachamim Omer Mareza Kerem. No, this is considered a Kerem, because Machlokas says whether or not you view the trees that are densely populated as a Kerem or not. So that's the same Machlokas that we have here. He says, because Rachamim say, Rolim Esayim Kilo Enon. We see the middle trees as if they're not there. They're uprooted already. And therefore, you have the proper amount to make it a kerem. Therefore, it's a kerem, you can have kilayim. So to here, whether or not, if they're densely populated. Now, Hardai says if they're densely populated, it's not a kerem. You don't get the karka around it because it's going to be uprooted. The other side says, no, it could be a kerem. You look at the ones in between as if they're not there. Is it they're not there? So they're not there. The rest of it is a kerem, and you bought the karka around those trees as well. Now the Gemara's going to go. Another din was a machlokes in Rabba and Nahardai regarding selling of trees and karka. So Amar Nahardai say, "Hai man the zubin dikel lechabre." Someone sells a dekel tree to his friend. Kanele mishpuli atahoma. He bought from the trunk of the tree all the way down to the tahoma, all the way to the center of the earth. He buys it straight down. Because when you buy a dekel tree, the purpose of the dekel tree is for the peros. And the peros need the yanika. And the yanika goes all the way down to the ground. So part of the sale was to go. So therefore, if the tree dries up and it's uprooted, he can replant another tree there, and you can't, and the mocher can't dig around the dekel tree at all, because he owns the property. Some say even 1,000 amos around, he can't dig around it, because he owns the property all the way down. So Maskei Pla Rava, Rava asks, "V'lei Malei Korkema Derishkna Zavinilei." Let him say Korkema Derishka. What does that mean? The mechira of the tree really was only for the purpose of eating the peros. The Rashbam Korkema Derishkna Zavinilei Krug, or I don't know what that means. When you sell a korkum of the rishna, it's only for the purpose of eating the fruits, and then you oker the tree. So too, afa ilan shemacharti lacha leperosav hakarka lo macharti lacha. I didn't give you the rights to the property. Ela niach ilanoncha bekarka sheli kol yomei shetzarich lekarka ad sheyavish. I only gave you the property. It's like a sort of a lease. At least the property to you only so long as it produces fruit. If it doesn't produce fruit, just like the korkum adarishka, if it doesn't produce fruit, you don't have it anymore. So therefore, akor korkum adarishka bazil, uproot the tree and get out of here when it dries up. So Ella Amar Rava says, what's the case over here where he re-explains Nehardai, who says that if the lokeach gets the all the way down to the home, that's bibom machmas taina. That's when the lokeach comes and makes a taina. What's that case? Rashbam says, "Ela Amar Rava, Hachu the Kanele the Karka Shetachas Ilam Mebam Machmas Taina." Which is the case is Shetoin the Mocher BePerish. When you make this Taina explicitly to the Mocher, Macharta Liha Ilam BeKarka Shetachta Vlita Acha BeMkomo VeShtar. You sold this to me, and that's what I have. You sold this to me. VaChalti Shnei Chazaka, and I ate it for 3 years. I made a claim for this. Now I lost the star. Right below in this hearty story, Yosef Shoshon, the Hashem Lodam, the Korkman Erishka. This is not the same case as Korkman Erishka, because I, the purchaser, already coming with the claim. I bought this from you with the rights all the way down. Where's the star? I had it for 3 years and I lost it. It's the same thing. I have a Chazaka on this Karka. Chazaka Gimel Shonim. So I'm going to name Rav Kishisha, Raid of Chisla, Rav Ashi, E. Korkman Erishka Zavin Lane. If really that's the case, that I sold it this way, my Havi Lamevad. So what can the Moker do in order to be Moneya, the guy, from holding it for 3 years, losing the star, and then claiming that he brought it all the way down to the home? So he should have made a macha. He should have put it on record, filed a statement, and put it on a record to say, you should know, I didn't sell this to him all the way down to the bottom. Right? Elo Tema, we've seen this before, There always has to be a way to get for the guy to get out of it. The lotei mahachi, hana mashkanta de sura, the kasa bahachi, a mashkanta de sura, which says the mishlam shnai ilan tepek ara the arba lo kesa. The mashkanta de sura was again the case where you borrow the guy lends money on the mashkon and you eat up the mashkon in lieu of the loan. So after 10 years, you eat enough produce equal to the loan. Gemara talks about how this is in ribis. You eat up all therefore you pay off the loan, but. If it takes 10 years, the guy's been sitting on the karka for 10 years, he's going to chazaka. So what does the borrower have to do? So in right, ikavishli l'shtar meskanta va'amelukuchei biyadi, he would be believed. I'm the lender. I'll say I lost my shtar. I've been here for 10 years. Believe me, it's mine. Right? Believe me, it's mine. Ikavishli l'shtar meskanta va'amelukuchei biyadi. So what he's supposed to do? Hachinami deheman. He should be believed. That can't be meskanti rabban and milsa the asid leipseida. Rabban to make a takana of this meskanta the sura that's going to lead to a loss by the borrower. That can't because his property. He's just using it to pay back the loan. Right? Ella ibayle lemichuye. He has to go on record to make a macha. He has to protest to make sure everybody knows. Now you file a UCC statement that I have a lien on this property. It belongs to me. Right? Ella ibayle lemichuye hachanami. In this case also, when he bought the tree and he's worried, he's a claim. He bought it at the home. Ibayle lemichuye. He should be mocha. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a gemara chasima tova, a happy, healthy, good new year. Be a year full of amelus, a year full of limud Torah. Amelus b'Torah. We should be zocha to be zocha in the din with tomorrow. Have a good day.